What a beautiful day today. It is such a great joy to be able to worship the Lord in the Lord's house and be part of the community of Christ. God's gifts to us, there are so many, but we all have them. The good news is that everyone has a gift. Each one of us has received a gift. No one has been left out. So why and what do we do with these gifts? The gifts entrusted to each of us through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are for the whole community, not for ourselves. The only question is, will you put your gift to work for the community or not? The Scripture stresses that our gifts are given to us to benefit others, not for selfish use. It is only by the grace of our God that we are gifted in the first place. Therefore, are we not to use our gifts to help and bless others in this world? The contrast of the two seas in Galilee hopefully will show you what I'm talking about. The Dead Sea in Israel shows that the outflow is essential for life. The Sea of Galilee has water flowing in and out of it. Therefore, the lake is fresh and useful. It supports life. But the Dead Sea has no outlet. It holds all the water it receives. Through evaporation, this lake has become the saltiest lake in the world, and it supports no life whatsoever. So it is with these gifts, you see that God has given us, that the outflow of these gifts are all around us, and it's the outflow of our gifts to those around us that makes us a better Christian steward. Our giftness was not an afterthought of God. It is part of God's plan. It's the role to be a good Christian steward. One of the first things you must do to be a good Christian steward is have a strong foundation. By establishing a strong foundation of stewardship, which will grow and build upon as you understand God's gifts to each of us. We must learn from this foundation that a spiritual base of our gifts. One must learn to read and study and interpret the Holy Scriptures. We must learn to apply this theology of stewardship and the spiritual base in which we serve our gifts to others. This is the foundation that strengthens our lives and makes us a better steward. The basic requirement of a good steward is faithfulness. Listen to 1 Corinthians 4:2. In this case, moreover, it is required of a steward that they be found trustworthy. That faithfulness is clearly defined as faithfulness to God. 1 Peter 4:10. Each one of us, whatever gifts that we have received, are to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in the various forms that God has given us. A Christian steward is faithful to God. Remember, stewardship is more than an annual financial plan, more than a commitment to build a building, more than accepting offers of leadership, more than the concern of clean air in our environment. It must be a commitment to God to be faithful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, as for the body is one, and one has many members, and all the members of that one body, though they are many, are one body in Jesus Christ. In life, all believers have their own position of their spiritual gifts, and they must exercise them to help others to become a better Christian steward. Stewardship is a relation with God, It's a lifestyle, it's a decision, and it's a spiritual discipline. Back to relationships. The relationship with God and others that are around us and the way the entire world was created. How do we prove our relationship with God? It is reflected on how we think and use our time to help others in the use of our talents and our money and the other gifts that God has given to us. It's that relationship that makes us a better Christian steward. Stewardship as a lifestyle. The steward is perceived as one of importance, the difference from the rest of the world. It's important that we understand that our lifestyle is reflected on how we use the gifts that God has given to us. Stewardship as a decision. Stewards live in many environments, our homes, our workplaces, church, and social groups. In each of these settings, we must recognize the power that God has given us to influence and use the resources that God has given to us to help others make a decision themselves to be a good Christian steward. Stewardship as a spiritual discipline. The steward lives a life in the confidence of God that reigns for now and forever. By establishing the foundation that I spoke of earlier about stewardship, this theology, the spiritual and the biblical use, it will help us practice the gifts that God has given to us and how through this foundation we will become a better disciple in sharing these gifts that God has given us. There are five gifts that I want to talk about this morning. A giving steward, a gifted steward, a manager, the church, and the world. The first, a gifted steward. Our giving is a response to a giving God. Does anyone rebuke that God is not giving? When we invite persons to give in response of what God has given to them, we all know that famous verse in John 3:16, God so loved the world that God gave. What a more powerful small part of Scripture. God so loved the world that God gave. Isn't that our intent, to be able to give back to God some of the gifts that He has given us? The nature of God is to give. We are made in the image of God. That means we have been created as God, to give the way God gave to us. Like most Christians, we channel our gifts through the church. We do not give to the church, we give through the church. And we learn from that experience. That empowers us to be a better Christian because we are giving through Jesus Christ to do the work of the kingdom of Christ. And that joy we see in the salvation of saving our souls and those that we share that with. It is not how much we give, but it's the way we do our giving. The giver will look for ways in which he can invest his time, his talent, and his money, providing that he is meeting the needs to help others in this world. The second gift, a gifted steward. This person varies in abilities, but does the work of one person in many important areas. Each person is used wherever God's gift leads him to go. As long as we are serving God and remembering that God is the Almighty, God is the giver of all there is. This story about a serendipitous gift helps bring it to point to a close. A woman drove to the airport to pick up her two daughters from college. The traffic was backed up at the terminal. She was a block away from the front entrance. But as she stood there, watched there, she could see that her daughters were outside the terminal doors but could not see her, and she could not drive her car up there because of all the other people. Finally, out of desperation, she got out of the car and hollered as loud as she could, "Alice! Catherine!" They heard her mother's voice, and they picked up their bags and walked down to the car where she loaded them up and were ready to drive off. When a gentleman in the car behind her said, "Hey, lady, would you mind yelling for Harold?" An individual may discover their gifts and begin to exercise it without specific directions. The serendipity of the Spirit of God is there in us. The church can also help people discover and identify their gifts. The church can guide persons on how to use their gifts. The church can affirm those who are using their gifts faithfully. The scripture read this morning from Paul's letter speaks of the many gifts that God has given to us as individuals, and it's our responsibility to use those gifts. The third gift of a manager. As a manager, we must be good stewards of those gifts in our possessions. We are all given the same amount of time equally, but some of us are workaholics. Some of us are prone to illness. Many people, especially busy young people, have their schedules filled up beyond the time that they can use at all. For older people, physical weakness, illness, and limited energy prohibits them from doing some of their gifts. Women with families, especially young working mothers, on their demands of life, could use a 28-hour day because of all that they have into their busy schedule. But the lack of time and energy puts a real limit on how we use our gifts and manage them. Also, in today's society, we must remember that we are here to serve the Lord and to be a good manager of what the Lord has given to us. Persons are living longer, and many enter into their later years with accumulated resources. To manage these resources, we must be a major responsibility of good managers. We must use the legal terms that we have available to us, having a will, doing estate planning, and other forms of planned giving to be a good manager of our gifts. The fourth, the church is a gift. We first must understand that the responsibility of a church to be a good steward is to determine the mission and the ministry of the church. Hopefully, the following will help you understand what the church ministry and mission is relating to stewardship. A church must help people in a relationship in the living God to help those to become to know Jesus Christ. That relationship grows deeper through the acts of service. Faith often leads others to stewardship, and at other times other actions will lead people to stewardship. To nurture this growth, the church must have faithful stewardship and a good relationship between its members and God to understand and identifying the gifts that God has given to us and to train these people to use these gifts to the glory of God. When a church identifies its mission, it is on a solid basis of being a good steward to help people understand how they're to use their property, their talents, their money, to help those people of the church. The fifth gift the gift of the world. In Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord and all there is in the world and those who live in it. God has given us this world to use and to be a good steward of it. Stewardship of the world includes the management that God has created and cares for us. The soil, the water, the air, they're all concerns of stewardship. Hunger and peace are stewardship concerns. God has created us to be faithful stewards to protect and to serve this world. Like the faithfulness of the Sunday school teacher who completes the lesson after teaching her Sunday school class with stories and pictures, songs to make her point. When she was finished, there were lots of hands raised to share what they understood about the lesson. But one little girl was particularly excited about her story she wanted to tell. And it went something like this. "We disciple everything in our house," she reported. "We disciple plastic. We disciple bottles. We disciple newspapers, too. My mother says that we disciple for the earth is good." Discipleship, discipling, recycling, it is good that we protect the earth. Great truth resides out of the world of a child. For many believers, the greatest spiritual benefit of discipleship and God is to challenge each of us to be a good steward of the world's resources. As a good steward, we will cherish what gifts God has given to us, the logic of our gifts, and how, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us these gifts. Our faith in our everyday lives leads us to the point of the salvation that God has given us, Jesus Christ, His Son, for our salvation. In closing, I have shared that we must establish a foundation of stewardship. It should be biblical, it should be spiritual, and that each one of us should be a steward to identify the gifts that God has given to us and use these gifts. And one more point about God's gifts, the sacrament of holy baptism and holy communion, that reminds all of us the great gifts that God had given to us. When we think about taking Holy Communion, when we receive that bread and wine to remind us the gift that God has given to us, what a great joy it is to be able to do that in the freedom of today's world. And it was expressed in another way that I think is more powerful yet. A friend shares a story of a missionary that came from the African nation of Chad. As he was preparing the native church out in the countryside, he came to the offering. And in this missionary led the prayer for the offering. He prayed that God would lead the people to see that their offering is an expression of their faithfulness, their discipleship, and the love for their God. That was his prayer. And in the congregation sat a woman who literally had nothing to give. When the plate finally came to her, she sat and looked at it for a moment, then slowly rose up from her pew and stepped out into the aisle. Quietly, she put the plate on the floor, and with all the humble and beautiful act of devotion, she simply stepped into the plate to give all she had to give. Today, folks, we are making that step. We're not going to step in the plate, but you're going to make that representation by completing a small commitment card, an estimate of giving, to help plan your mission and ministry of this church so that we can continue to grow and use the many gifts that God has given to us. For all of those gifts are for each and every one of us to use, to share with others. Remember the Sea of Galilee. It flows out. Our gifts have got to flow out also. Pray with me if you will, please. Oh God, help us to understand what our gifts are and how we are to use them to the work of Your kingdom, in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.